Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, which today is brought to you from the grotto. I'm actually recording at home. It never really happens. but Friday was a dream. I had a tip in Northampton BMW, some Meet the Shop Fitters wardrobes. Got there raving early, got that one off about half eight in the morning. Then I got St. Neots to St. Neots. I think the entire journey was 8 minutes. Had to go from somewhere into storage. It was it was for Rolex. I said to him, I said, these little boxes in here, they've all got Rolex watches in them, right? No. I said, if they did, I'd probably need an armoured police escort, like, you know. And then I got Dunstable to Leighton Buzzard. Which, when you bear in mind, I live in between, which is only 15 minutes, and I live in between the two. What a dream. But, yeah, that was the day done. So, so I'm recording it today. Now, before we start, I'd like to say sorry. I owe you all a massive apology for something that you haven't seen yet. I've kind of started a bit of a tradition, which is last year, and if I think I'd do a link, I did, because we normally go down the pub on Christmas Eve, but for some reason it didn't work last Christmas Eve. So instead I took it upon myself to record the Christmas quiz for the family, which meant me basically recreating the scenes from five films. And that was a bit of a shocker. But it was good, it went down well with the family. And the thing is, then it's kind of planted an idea in the back of my head. And so what I've decided to do this year, basically do my own version of Strictly. So Christmas Eve, Daft Disco will be coming out. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it doesn't make you too nauseous. And I'm sorry. I love it. It makes me laugh. But I just cannot wait to see the expression on some of their faces on Christmas Day. It's part of the Christmas quiz, you see. You've got to guess the dances. But anyhow, right, so sorry about that. Right, now, also, I've been debating because I'm going to try and get some time off between Christmas and New Year, but at the same time, I don't want anyone to miss out. And also, because for some bizarre reason, the Cockney video has gone ballistic on the sort of... So it must be to do with me getting over 10,000 subscribers that it goes on people's feeds. So what I think I might do is I'm going to record the normal Q&A today, and I'm also going to record the Cockney Q&A because there's been a load of questions about that particular video, and that can go out next week. And then after that, we can just get back to normal, but it means there will be a Sunday Q&A. If it's not your thing, I totally understand. Just have the day off, you know? Watch TV or go for a walk or just... recover from watching Daft Disco, that kind of thing. Like, you know, so anyway. Right, so the normal one today. So it means there'll be nothing on the Cockney thing today. That'll be next week. So I think I finally worked out the best way to do fuel prices. So me and White Van Man, hello mate, thank you, who religiously sends me the prices through every week, he's brilliant. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my prices down in a list down below. And then when he sends me his through, which he'll send me through Monday or Tuesday, they'll also go down their list down below. And that'll be those prices for the week. So you won't know the prices for this week coming till about Monday or Tuesday, but they'll be there down below. And it also means if you want to, you can go back week after week after week and you go, well, what was it on that Sunday? What was it on the Sunday before? What was it on the Sunday before that? And I think that's going to be the best way forward. I think we need two. I think me and an independent, and he's my independent. Brilliant. Love him. Cheers, mate. I think that makes the most sense. We don't need anything else. We get to one of the people and it gets complicated. But I think it just would be nice to know. And also you can go, oh, what are the prices this week? Right. I mean, the only problem is if you've got to tell your drivers what card they're using on Sunday, so they know, or on Monday they're going to fill up, you're not going to know. But I can't get around that one. That's the best I can do. So I think that's the way forward. Yeah, I've got my prices and I'll put them in the list now, will I? Right. Right, so the big video this week was the three reasons. Three reasons why... I mean, hang on. Bit of a coffee there. Do you notice I've actually got reflection in my glasses from... Because I've got it on the screen thing because my printer and my computer don't talk anymore. Which means I look a bit like a futuristic space alien person. But look at that. Terminator. It's good, isn't it? I like that. There you go. Yeah, so the big video this week was on three reasons why sometimes working on the CX is actually better than working for your own customers. So we've had a few comments on that one. My mate Ian C11 Yan says, I tell my customers, because it's to do with, they always want a van at a funny time and going to a funny place, and he's got to be the king of this. It's like we need a lorry in the middle of Camden at 12 o'clock at night, or 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and then tip by 10, wait there until 10 o'clock on Sunday night, reload it, and then redeliver it the next morning. You're like, that's really painful. He says, I tell my customers how it is, and unremarkably, they tend to agree with me. He said it's going to a terrible place, from one terrible place to another terrible place. It's an 11 a.m. pickup. It's too late for someone's first job because we don't want to get started at 6-7 o'clock in the morning. And it's a nightmare. And no one of our vans is going to do it. You just tell the drivers, right, okay, I'd like you to start at 11 in the morning and then do nothing all day and then finish at midnight. And they go, we don't want to do that. I want to start at like 7 in the morning and be done by 3. That's what everybody wants. Had a customer say they need 3 vans out of the NEC to S17 and an 18-ton at midnight. Said, have a day off and I'll get the 3 vans at 150. Let's just go and not mess about with a truck. And he booked it. It worked, the kind of thing. So he's a professional. He does it. The thing is, it's media. And they do a lot of media and all that kind of stuff all the time. You've got to find a ways around it. And, of course, there is a price. Everybody would. I think this is part of the reason why media people pay. If you ever get a media job, they pay big money. You know, like film, they pay big money. But I think the reason they pay big money is because they're used to paying big money, because everyone charges big money, because no one wants to do the job. I had one once where my mate Richard said, your possibility will book you for the van for the day. And basically, all you've got to do is drop some stuff off for a set and just hang around all day, and then we'll pick it up at the end of the day. But they kind of want to use the van from time to time just to get this bit up or get that bit out or maybe change. And you're like, what do I do? But then I've got very good at that because I'm going to Waitrose. I had a job in a Waitrose this week. I've got used to it now. So my thing about Waitrose is I know I'm going to be there for 3 hours. And it's watching the other drivers go, they're not in a hurry here, are they? I've become quite placid about it. I used to get really like, God, what's going on? The light's gone green. My paperwork's still not back. I think I watched 2 Young Sheldons and a repeat of Black Mirror. I'm just going to download stuff onto my iPad and go, right, that's it, I'm on a bed. Bosh, that's me. I'm going to watch the entire Marvel Avengers films from beginning to end. and there is one trick you can do, which the mob told me, I didn't realise. You can, as long as the shipper agrees, go in and go, can you please release me unchecked? And what they do then is they stamp all the paperwork unchecked and go, right, you can go. Because what takes so long is that I had 15 pallets of different stuff. It wasn't even like, okay, they're all the same. Yeah, boxes, 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 that's fine. And I'm going to be here forever. It was quite comical, actually. When you go to pick the keys up, I was quite jolly. Everybody else is miserable. Merry Christmas. And even the bloke in the warehouse goes, yeah, it's terrible here. It's awful. But you can't disagree. If someone agrees with you, you can't argue with them. So you go, it's terrible here, isn't it? And it's terrible here. You should have been like this. He said, I know. Shouldn't be like this. It's awful, isn't it? It's like, I've got nowhere to go now. it was fine. So anyway, back to it. Three reasons on the CX. Why the CX jobs are better. Hong Kong Fui said, all right, now this is to do with the fact that, you know, like HBC, if they send you through an app, they charge you 50p. Sometimes because the CX now charges shippers over a certain amount, if they want to book a job through the CX, they'll say it's £1. So what? But I've had shippers before, you know, so I bid the job for 200 quid. Go, you know, look, we can either email it to you, or we'll send the job through a £199. I'll go, just send it through. Just send it through at £199. I cannot be bothered for the faff for a quid. Although you want to really turn around and go, really? You're not even going to give me an extra pound on the job. Start being, and then the Hong Kong food system, I always add 50p onto an HBC quote as they charge 50p for the privilege of the invoice system. It's actually 60p because it's plus VAT. and it also makes it really painful. The problem with that is it makes it painful when the payment comes in because the invoice is set on the bank software for, say, 200 quid. The payment comes in at £199.40. And rather than just approving it, you have to go in, manage it, explain it, and then explain what the extra 60p is. But you get used to it. It's not the end of the world. Right. And also on the terms of late payments, which, I mean, I've got one that's due on the 25th of December and one that's due on the 26th of December. And I've elected, I never ring anyone ahead of time. I just ring them the next day and go, your payment's late. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to ring them on Monday and go, right, here's the thing. You owe me some money on Thursday, but I don't imagine if you don't process it in the next 2 days, you're going to be wanting to do it on Christmas Day. And I don't think you're going to want me ringing you on Boxing Day to say your payment's late, and I will. So it's up to you. I probably won't, in fairness. Don't tell. It's our secret. But yeah, so I will see how we go with that one. But I'm kind of nearly there now. I've just got a few last things to sort out. I've got to be done a blanket. Look at this. Lisa knitted this. Right, Ian, if you're watching this video, and I haven't seen you before this is your Christmas present. This is from Lisa. I've got one of these in my truck. My wife knits. Knits and draws pictures. She's really good at drawing pictures. There you go. That's the one she's doing at the moment. Yeah, so I've got to give him that today. We'll sort the mechanic out, Mark, who's my favourite, who's... If you ever meet an angel, they haven't got washboard stomachs, halos and wings. It's a big geezer in a pair of dirty tracksuit bottoms with mud on them and a ripped out hole in the jeans because he's the nicest man. He really is. My mechanic is he's too good to be true, and he's just lovely. So I've got to look in today, hopefully. Which means I might have to buy a Christmas card. I'm going to put some money in it. I'm just going to give him a Christmas card. That's the first thing you do as a kid, and open the car, and I go, oh, that's it, and done. Yeah, and then get the food shop from Aldi's, and then, anyway, this has got nothing to do with Q&A. You must be watching the Cockney Q&A, or Daft Disco. Don't watch Daft Disco. Don't do it. If you haven't seen it, you can't unsee it. Honestly, it gets worse. Right, so where was we? Yeah, so Mick Meadows says, on the payment thing, he says, crazy how it's acceptable to put up with late payments. Disgusting, really, yet we put up with it. We just put it up standard. I know he's right. It's crazy. I always pay every tradesman, Tesco or whatever else when it's due. Why is it acceptable for us to be delayed? And he's like the video. I have one this week. I picked the job up on the 29th of September, but I dropped it off on the 1st of October, and the payment terms were 45 days end of the month. So for a job that I did in September, I was due the money on the 15th of December. 15th of December came, wasn't paid. So I rang them up and I went, this is for a job. I wasn't nasty. I said, this is for a job. And she went, right, yeah, let me check that one out. I'll process that today. And it went in today. And it did. It went in. Sometimes they miss it. It's fine. It happens. There's no point being nasty about it. But you just think, the invoice says due by, not due on, or due around, or due after, due by, which means you have got on 45 days, end of month, potentially 75 days. Any one of those 75 days will do. The one straight after or the one before is fine. But don't pay it the day after. You've got 75 days. You know? I think my grandson has doubled in size in 75 days. A lot happens in 75 days. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, baby Eli's doing well. Right, which brings us on to this week's wise guys. I want to get him in a video soon. I'll get him in a little chair. We got a chair. I'll just show you everything. Look at this. This is him for Christmas. Chair. That's not interesting.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra-lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Right, so this week's wise guys, what have we got? Andrew Thornhill says, you say, all right, now interesting, this right, okay. You say you're on a half-hour break. This was a video I did in the past. So with you doing this video, this is not classed, is this classed as not as a break, but out of work? I spoke to Nick, my transport manager, about this, and he said there's a difference. He says the breaks in between are breaks from driving. When you stop driving, you're 9 hours or you're 11 hours, that's rest. And he says no one can tell you what to do on your break. So an argument can be made, and obviously if you have an accident or something like that, and you can go, well, what were you doing on your break? But if you decide to go to the gym on your break, is that other work? Because if it's not, but you're lifting weights, it's physical, you're actually doing physical work. But it's gym, so it's not hobby time. If you do mechanics on your van, well, you're repairing a truck, that's other work. But if you did mechanics on your classic car, which is your hobby, well, that's a break, isn't it? Because that's what you do as a hobby. It's a bit of a grey area. As for me, I make videos. This is my hobby. It's not really a money thing. It, I mean, you get the odd few quid out of it, and now that the subscriber's gone out, I might get a little bit more. But to be honest with you, if you break it down pound for pound, I don't do it as a job. I do it as a hobby. I do it because one day it might make it big. I do it because I believe it helps people. And I do it just because, one of those things, I do it because I do it. I've fallen into it, and now I don't stop. Which is ridiculous because it's not like I've got enough other things to be getting on with, but I do it. I just do it. Is it a break? So, but he says you have a break from driving, which means you can't drive, and you can't drive anywhere within that time, as I know, because I got done for bunny hopping. But what you do with your break is up to you. If you are dragging pallets off in an RDC and you turn around and tell them that it's other, you do that as a hobby because it's fun, they're not going to swallow that. But if you're making videos for your YouTube channel, which is kind of like a thing you do on the side as a hobby, I believe that's fine. Watching Netflix, you know, it's standard, isn't it? But yeah, so that's a good one. Okay, so wise guys, what do we think on that one? Hattack says, hello Pete. He says, I hope you're okay. I've got a question. I'm new to the CX, never done it before. I have a Mercedes Vito panel van and I'm from Birmingham. What's the best bits? Now, I said to him, so it depends on the size. I'm guessing a Vito's probably around about a medium wheelbase. I said, start around about 80 pence. If you get loads of jobs, put your price up. If you get no jobs, put your price down. Keep going until you get a kind of a standard price. That tends to be the way. It's like water. It will find a level. But I'm not a van person anymore, so anyone's got any advice for Kebuck, please let him know. That'd be great. You know, you might turn around and say, well, a small van, let's see, you'd be better for 110. Birmingham. Thing is, Birmingham is a decent area, but at the same time, it's got quite a few vans. Having said that, I always said I would rather be in an area where there are 100 vans and 90 jobs or 50 jobs than an area where there are no, where there is one van, me, and no jobs. Because if there's no jobs, you can't get any jobs. At least if there's 50 jobs, you've got a 50-50 chance. You've got a 1 in 2 chance of getting one. So, and Ian's got a question. We're on the miscellaneous now. Ian, C11, he says, I need to know more about these £3 a mile Arctics. I paid £625 for one to go 107 miles, though it was MK to Kent. Well, MK to Kent's actually probably decent, unless, of course, it's zone, which you'll probably pay more for. All I know, Ian, is when I used to run the firm, when I was working for Transport It, when I was booking jobs for Arctics, I was only going to get the same money as I was getting jobs for Ridge. I was getting the same money for a 7.5 done job as I was getting for a full shoot in an Arctic. I had one firm, they had, it was Waste. It was coming out, it kind of suited us because we had a drop in Cambridge in the morning. We're doing solar panels, and then it came out of like Cambridge, and it was Waste, but it wasn't Waste Carriers license, just Waste. And it had to go to St Albans, and it was a full shoot of like, you know, cardboard and stuff like that. And it used to take him an hour to get it on board, and sometimes 2 hours to get it off because there's a queue of Arctics waiting to get out. They want to pay 200 quid. He said, that's all we found. And in fairness to them, they've got like, well, all we've got on the job is £200. But you want to turn around and go, well, in that case, you need to get back to your customer and tell him that unless he gives you more money, he's not getting his cardboard moved because no one's want to do that. But he did. We did it for a while, and then in the end, we thought he just the fact that if I could have got it on and off quicker, I would have stuck with it. But it just took so long to get it off. But yeah, I find that for Arctic jobs, you're getting the same money as a rigid job. But a lot of them say, and this is another thing on the waiting time, allow 2 hours waiting time at collection and 2 hours waiting time at delivery. Really? It's a lot on it, you know. So, but yeah, they are. I presume they're out there. Just I don't know because I don't get involved in Arctics. Just me and Tiffany. As a nation says, he said, I've just passed my class 2 and CPC. I want to join the CX probably with an 18 or 26 ton curtain side. Does it actually matter the size? Not really. 18 tons slightly better on fuel. 26 tons got more panic. So yeah, not a lot in it. My question is, do I need an O license to join? And my second question is, what app do they use for HGVs hauling? Is it the old CX app or is there an app I need to download? Next question, how much does the app cost per year? I joined in 2019 and the price was 1200 quid with maps at the time. I've heard it's 3k for vans now, but curious. I'm paying for just an owner driver and a plane app on the HX. I'm paying 2.4 for the year. I wish they'd give me it for free. I mean, they don't have to. But I've just done 2 videos. One of my videos is on their website. Tristan rang me up and he says, do you mind if we put this video on the website? It shows how the app works. And I went, no, crack on, mate. Why don't we charge 250 quid to do a video for someone? They don't always pay me, but I do. But you think, I know it's difficult to quantify. And I know that they give like a £50 Amazon voucher every time someone signs up. And I know I've got them countless customers through the years. And they go, well, it's difficult to say whether people sign up because of you or because of someone else. And I don't ask for much. Just would be nice, not everything, you know, can we use your app? Can we use your videos for free? Yes. They use my videos to train, apparently. And it's like, oh, by the way, end of the quarter, 600 quid, please. It hurts. You know, it's kind of, I take it personally sometimes. I'm trying, yeah? Just throw me a bone, would you? But, hey, that's the way it is. So, anyway, I'm paying 2.4 for the quarter. It's coming out at the end of December. Brilliant. You know, Christmas hasn't been near enough. As for the other bits, what was it? My question, oh, that's the same question. Right, the new app, there is a new app. I like it. Yeah, they've rebuilt it from the ground upwards. And the main thing that I love is on the home screen, you can now easily search. So if I've got a job going, and I've got 2 jobs as a result of this, actually it's done me a massive favour, although that worked out wrongly. That I had a job the other day. I picked up a job. It was going from Royston to Lincoln. And then I got one, because I searched jobs from Lincoln the next day, one coming out of Bourne going down to Hemel Hempstead. Brilliant. Up and down, fantastic. And sure enough, the Royston job phoned me at 6:30 the night before to go, we've cancelled. No, my customer's cancelled on me. But it turned out all right. I had to let the Bourne guy down, but I did explain. He wasn't happy, but he didn't mind. And instead, they gave me a cancellation fee, and I got a job going from Royston to Watford, which paid them with the cancellation fee the same money. And I went, well, you know, given the choice of driving to Lincoln or drive to Watford, I'll drive to Watford. So, yeah, that was fine. As for the O-licence thing, you need an O-licence just to drive a lorry full stop. You can't take it from where you buy it from, you know, to your base without an O licence. So it's irrelevant of whether you can join the CX with an O licence. You can't drive a lorry for anybody. You can't even drive it down to shops to pick up milk if you haven't got an O licence. So yes, you will need an O licence. As for the CX, they will check. They will check all your insurances, they'll check your goods in transit, they'll check, they've got that trusted thing, which we all love because it's so easy to log in. And they'll ask you a million questions. They want to see photos of the truck, they want to see your driving licence, which is great because it stops anyone Mickey Mouse running around on the CX. There you go. Yeah, but there's your answer. All right, and now we've got one from Dimitri. I'll try and get through this. It's just getting a bit quick. It's getting a bit long now. This is Pete. Can you do a video from CX but pretend you are an owner-operator and have a tractor unit, not a rigid? I don't quite know how I'd do that. I'm a Class 1 driver. Company where I work is a top logistics company in the UK. They have lots of contracts, always very busy, but regularly hire subcontractors to pull trailers, probably because they don't have enough drivers to do the job. Yeah, I understand that. In the same time, last 3 weeks, they sent me to do a Sainsbury's job to pull their trailers. This is not my regular job. I'm doing the first time doing this. Now, because I'm doing the Sainsbury's job, they need to hire more contractors for my job. So the conclusion is that the contracts which they have for their own customers are not so profitable. Ah, I see what you're saying here. I'm in the process of becoming an owner-operator. I haven't decided yet rigid or tractor unit. I have two questions. On the CX, are there more jobs for rigid or class ones? Or similar quantity to what kind of jobs on the CX are more frequently Arctic? Pull someone else's trailers or move your own trailers. If you're going on the CX, you want your own trailer. Ideally, you'd probably want a curtain side. And ideally, I'm going to say, don't put a tail on it. I have to have a tail because sometimes, you know, one pallet you drop, don't want a tail. I give you a full shoot of 26 pallets and then you get to the other side and there's a tail lift on it. And they go, oh, you've got to take it off the tail, mate. You're going to be there for hours. Don't put a tail on it. So you get there, you've got to take it off the tail lift, mate. I ain't got a tail. You've got two choices. You're either going to find yourself a fork truck or I'm taking it back. And then you get paid to take it back. Yeah. I would say, as for jobs, I run an 18-ton curtain slide with a tuck on the tail for a reason. I think it's the best vehicle to run on the CX. Pound for pound, you get a lot more money for jobs. You know, if you're going to drive a van from Royston to Watford, you're going to get 50 quid, 70 quid, 80 quid, maybe £100 if it's sort of, you're the only man there and they're in a hurry. In a truck, 200 quid. £180, bosh. Diesel's not that much different. Wear and tear isn't that much different. You're driving the same amount of time. It was three pallets, forked off. I was loading and unloading in 15 minutes. So, yeah, no, that's the way forward, I think. And the problem you've got with Arctics is the fact that, you know, if you've got 26 pallets to pick up, it's going to take 2 hours. If I've got 14 pallets to pick up, it takes an hour. So it's just you're spending less time waiting and no one wants to pay the waiting time. And you can say, well, you charge more money for Arctics, but as I've kind of established, you might get it. I didn't. So, yeah, there we go on that score. And the only thing I will say is if you're in an Arctic, you can still search for 26-ton jobs, 18-ton jobs and 7.5-ton jobs. Whereas if I'm in an 18-ton, I can't search for 26. I can't search for Arctics. So if I'm ever in a position where you go, oh, look, I'm down in Southampton, I'm actually going to start writing a thing on my thing. Do not go to Southampton. Go to Southampton. Be all right. Southampton, Portsmouth, Bognor, you know, around there. Every time I go down there, nothing. Right. If I get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, I've got half a chance. If I'm tipping at 10:30, see you later, baked potato. So I'm actually going to write on my dashboard, do not go to Southampton. Big letters, get me Pentel marker pen out. But yeah, the only thing I would say is you've got more chance to get, you can search bigger bands. So, but then presumably, you're in an Arctic, you're quite an 18-ton job. Therefore, I'll ring the customer, see if it will take an Arctic. Because sometimes the areas you're going into, you won't fit. Then we go, oh, there's a weight restriction, or, oh, the yard's too small. No, we need a 7.5-ton on this one, you know, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I would say rigid. That's my way, because that's why I drive. You know, I'd be crazy to recommend. If I don't recommend it, well, why am I driving it? So, Mohammed Hamza says, hi, Bid. Thanks for the videos. Help for beginners like you. Mate, good luck. It's not rocket science. You'll get there. A quick question. I'm getting a curtain side Luton van without a tail lift, and I'm wondering if there are jobs available on the CX for that type of van. I'm based in Sheffield, by the way. Yes, there are. Yeah, you'll do fine. Curtain side. One thing I would say, I would consider, the one advantage you've got there is the fact that because it hasn't got a tail lift, and I mean the tail lift probably weighs 0.25 ton, you can get more, you know, get it on a weighbridge and find out what weight you can take. That's fine. You may find as time goes, and also you might have a, if you haven't got a tail lift, you probably don't need a pump truck. That's going to save you weight as well. Get straps though. They don't weigh much. I would say that you may find in time that you may want to get a tail lift fitted. Go on eBay, find one, get a mechanic to stick it on. Because I think ideally in a van situation, if I had to drive a van, I would drive a Luton box with a tail and one side converted to a curtain. Because that way, if you need the box, you can strap stuff against the rigid wall. If you need it to be side loaded, you can side load it with a curtain. That is probably the ideal van on the CX. Nice, tidy one. And also, I would go X rental. Because they tend, be wary if you buy an old curtain side van, it's probably been run as a courier van, and if it's been run as a courier van, chances are it will have the life knocked out of it. Whereas if you buy like a Luton box, like an XB height van or one of them, it's probably been moved, used for small removals on Sundays and Saturdays and taking the kids flat back to university, in which case it probably hasn't had the life knocked out of it, and will have a tail. And then get one side converted to a curtain. But I've probably done it. It's about £1,300. It's not cheap. But you get the curtain put in. You get the anchor points put in on the bed. Perfect, man. Good to go. And finally, Jim Fixer says Flex is garbage. I assume he's talking about Amazon Flexer. Yeah, it is. That's it. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's been a year. Still been a pretty good year, I've got to say. So, like I say, next Sunday's video will probably be on Cockney. Please choose to ignore it. And I am so, so sorry for Daft Disco. Merry Christmas, everyone. Take care. Take money.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.